We're good?
Yep.
I'm Jaina.
Amy.
And we are here with a well, today you're going to be getting two episodes.
Yeah.
One with Amy, one without Amy.
Yes. Exciting.
So the second episode was pre-recorded in February with one of my internet friends. Well, I think most of my friends are internet friends at this point, but... Now, since it was pre-recorded in February, there are some aspects that are kind of not true for me. Like, for those who don't know, I have migrated to Star Wars Twitter rather than staying on Ballinger Twitter. I mean, I still talk to people in the Ballinger fandom, but, like, I'm not in the fandom, per se. If that makes sense.
But it doesn't to me, but that's because I don't understand Twitter. I'm too old.
Yeah, you're, like, 13 years older than Twitter.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
I had to do the math because it was founded in July 2006.
Yep. So I'm too old.
Yep. I had a few weeks ago, I had to explain to Amy what viral meant.
Yes.
So, anyway, just wanted to get that disclaimer out there.
Okay. Do you want to say what the episodes are about?
They're about autism, so...
So I don't know what the second one is about, so...
The second one was mostly about having autism, but being on in a fandom.
Okay.
One of the main reasons I left the Ballinger fan Twitter was because they did not use tone indicators a lot. So, and Star Wars Twitter uses them much more. If that makes sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so. That's the main reason, like. I'm not gonna disclose whether or not I have.
I apologize for that sudden blast of music.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, thank God.
The other child in that
house. Never mind, I heard something.
Yeah, that would probably be my mother.
Yep. So.
My parents really don't understand what the word record means.
You need a sign like I do.
Yeah, I don't have a door, so.
So, anyway.
Moving swiftly on.
Yeah. Amy's going to be talking about her experiences with autism, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Friday is... I was told the term is... hang on. Like,
apparently... Might be different.
Yeah. Apparently the term I was told to use is autistic acceptance, but I have never seen that anywhere.
Yeah, here it's called Autism Awareness
Day. That's what it is here.
That is actually what, yeah, that's what it's called here. And that's, yeah, everyone accepts it as that.
Yeah, same here. So to bridge the gap between countries, we're just going to call it Autism Awareness.
Yeah, because otherwise I'll get confused.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always the 2nd of April.
Yep. Here it's the first Friday, I think.
Here, yeah. Here it's always the 2nd Friday. 2nd Friday. It's always the 2nd of April. And I would have asked to do it on Autism Awareness Day, but it's also Good Friday. And my family's Catholic, so we tend to do stuff on Good Friday.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is why it's slightly early.
Yeah. So, do you want to? What do you want to talk about first? Do you want to talk about like?
I don't know. Talk about diagnosis, because obviously mine.
I was gonna suggest that because. Normal.
Yeah, most people get diagnosed with autism as a child. I was 23 when I got diagnosed, so very, very different. So I actually probably have a very different experience to somebody who probably was diagnosed a lot earlier, because I didn't know I had autism until then. If that makes sense.
So you got diagnosed in either 2016 or 2017?
November 2016.
Okay.
One thing about autism, you remember dates very well.
Yeah.
Which kind of drives my parents mad. But it's really helpful when it comes to birthdays.
Yeah.
I'm the official birthday reminder.
Yeah.
Because I have a really big family, so lots of birthdays to remember.
Yeah, although you remembered mine pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's the thing. Once I hear a date, it just sticks in my head.
Although we're exactly a week apart, so.
Yeah, that probably helps as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be taking our birthday weeks off.
Yeah, so that's the first 2 weeks of July.
Yeah. Because our break naturally falls on Amy's birth week.
Yes, it does.
But to make it fair, and because I won't be, my birthday's on a Tuesday.
Yeah, so it's mine.
Yeah. And Amy will probably need that day to recover from the fact that I'll be 20.
I will. Lots of alcohol will be consumed, probably. I would have turned 28 the week before, so I'd be like closer to 30, which is quite upsetting, really.
Yeah.
We should feel old.
Amy never realized how old she was until she met me.
This is true.
So, anyway, so diagnosis, like.
Yeah, it. You wouldn't. It's different. It's helped me a lot having a diagnosis, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Because you don't really, because not for me personally to understand why I don't like things and have like a reason that I can explain to people rather than just saying I don't like loud noises. Makes it a lot easier, because when someone hears you don't like noises and you're like in your 20s, it's a bit like, oh well, you'll just have to cope. But if you can say, look, I've got autism and because of that I have sound sensitivity, then people are like, oh okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
We live in a very labeling world.
Yeah, I also have sound sensitivity, so I kind of relate to that, because I'm not in my 20s just yet. The fact that I'm learning drums throws people off.
Yeah.
But I have to explain, like, I think with acoustic drum sets, there have been times where I get overstimulated.
Yeah.
Which is not fun.
No. It is not. A lot of people don't know how to deal with it as well.
Yeah. Luckily, my music major friends knew.
Yeah, I wasn't as lucky. In terms of uni, I didn't really. Because I have. So, my autism affects more my social communications. So I have difficulty communicating with people. Also have difficulty understanding body language and facial expressions. So it's hard to make friends, really. Also, I don't get humour very often. And sometimes so someone will say something to me in like a joking manner and I won't get it. And then they have to explain it to me, and then you feel like really awkward because you don't get it and everyone else does.
Do we have the same brain?
Probably. But I mean, I met my best friend, my real life best friend, while I was in school. We've been best friends since we were 15. God, I feel old. And she's actually really good at explaining things to me and helping me as well.
Yeah.
Which is helpful, like if we when we go out and stuff, she knows that I don't like certain things, like I don't like sit like if we go to the cinema, for example, I don't like sitting right at the front because it makes me feel sick. So she knows
With the
that.
front though, you also have to look up.
Yeah, I think that's it because I have to look up, and because of the way my eyesight works, it just makes me feel really dizzy and sick. It's a bit weird. The only other person I know that happens to is my mum. So maybe it's an inherited thing.
I never sit in the front row in theaters just because. Although when Toy Story came out, it was the first like computer animated film. So my dad and all his computer friends and my mom went to see Toy Story in theaters, and they sat in the front row, and mom was like, "Why are we in the front row?"
Yeah, it was the first computer animated for your generation.
Not even, I wasn't born.
Oh, Toy
Yeah.
Story. You went Toy Story 3. No, I'm pretty sure Toy Story. Yeah, Toy Story came out like
95.
3 years after I was born.
95.
Yeah, 2 years after I was born, so. Yeah, you definitely weren't born.
Now, Toy Story 3, I was 8 or 9.
Yeah, I remember watching that with my cousin.
Fourth one is sadder.
Yeah, I haven't watched the fourth one for that reason.
Yeah, I would say you know what happens, right?
Yes, I
Okay.
do.
We're not gonna say what we're
Stan
not
bought
gonna
me.
yeah, we're not gonna say it here, but
Feel free to look it up if you like spoilers.
yeah, or if you've already seen it, because it's been almost 2 years. It's been like 2 years since it came out, I think.
Yeah,
Almost
2019.
2 years then, yeah.
Yeah, so going back to the autism
Yes.
thing, I don't really know what to say.
Do you have
Did you start me off?
hyperfixations?
We call them something slightly different. So here they're called obsessions. And you tend to what tends to happen is that like you'll be good at one, you'll be really, really good at one particular thing. That's it. Not saying that you're crap at all other subjects. It's just that there's a one subject that you excel at. For me, that was science, which is why I then went into science at university. Probably because it's extremely factual, so I retain facts quite easily. So it's probably why I like it. Where it's not so much. There's always a right answer and a wrong answer. There's no interpretation. I find that difficult.
Yeah. Like, you must be good at, are you good at history?
I can be. if I'm interested in the subject. I did do GCSE history, but my teachers weren't very good. But my mum is a history te is a was a former is a former history teacher, so I spent a lot of time in museums growing up, which I loved because yeah, I was in my element learning lots of facts and then repeating them to people. I must have driven my parents mad. I do the same even now. Like, if I learn a new fact about, so my I have like three obsessions, four obsessions actually. So, animals, Disney, comics, and musicals. And if I learn a new fact about something, I will go and tell mum and dad, but I'll repeatedly tell them because I forget I tell them. So they're just like, you have told me this. You have told me this. You have told me this. Because I forget that I've told them.
Yeah. Also, I just thought of something. Since you're obsessed with
What?
musicals, the day we watch
Yeah?
Riverdale Heathers,
That'll be
the day I tell
interesting.
you the that 'cause I'll tell you all the Heathers facts.
Yeah. That'll be interesting. I'll remember them then.
Yeah. 'Cause I feel like we should listen to some of the soundtrack. Like some of the actual Heathers soundtrack. We can skip Lifeboat.
Yeah, we'll talk about it near other
Yeah.
time. Let's move on. I think, I mean, growing up it was difficult because obviously I had sound sensitivity. I also had light sensitivity, so I don't like really bright lights, and I can't deal with strobe lighting either. It's like disco lights, as well. But I didn't ha and I don't like crowds either. So like as a kid, where most kids would like be running around playing with each other, I'd be standing around on the edge, very happy, like I was in my own little world, really happily playing by myself. I was honest, but yeah, it was quite obvious that I was very different. And you know, when I grew up, it wasn't as good to be different. I mean, yeah, now a lot there's a lot more understanding about not autism, but not just autism, a lot of other disabilities and learning difficulties and disabilities than there were when I was growing up.
Yeah.
So that's probably why I didn't get the diagnosis. So I was also I'm also dyspraxic, which is a coordination disorder. It used to be known as the clumsy child syndrome, because it's actually hard to explain. You bump into things a lot and trip over. You have really poor balance, and you have difficulty learning, believe it or not. So. But I wasn't diagnosed with that until I was 13. So it was weird, you know?
Yeah.
I liked a lot of things that most kids my age didn't. Like, 'cause they had all grown up over it and you know, I didn't. And I also had I used to have speech therapy when I was a kid. And occupational therapy as well. So that made me different for that reason as well. It's not, I mean, like kids will be kids,
Yeah.
but I also, but as awful as that was, I was very lucky because I had the most supportive parents in the world. Like, they really did their best for me. I ha so one of the other things about senses, so autism, you tend to have difficulty with the five senses. So I have sound sensitivity, touch sensitivity, which basically means I cannot touch a lot of materials. So like for bedding, that was a nightmare because I wouldn't touch. I was like freaking out if I touched something I didn't like. I actually remember being a bridesmaid and having to wear a dress, and I hated the material of it. I actually ended up crying because I couldn't wear it because the material was so awful. But I was lucky because my mum happened to know how to sew, so she actually made a lot of my bedding for me. And I actually still have a few of the blankets she made me, one from when I was like 3. So I'm very grateful for that. It did like help a lot. And yeah, when I got diagnosed though, it not only helped me, for me to understand, why, I thought all of a sudden I like stop crying when I get frustrated, which happens quite a lot, but also for my family as well to understand, that I can't really control it. It's not, because when you're an adult and you have a what I call a meltdown, it looks like a kid having a strop, but you're like in your 20s, so people look at it very, very, very differently. And like you'll be like, okay, so stop that now. You need to behave. But when you know that, then when you understand that it's actually not their fault, because it's their brain saying, processing everything in that room, and they just can't cope, then it's a lot easier to kind of handle, because then you can be like, oh, okay, this is very difficult for you. Let's go outside and we can go and take 5 minutes. So rather than getting like angry, which people used to, and no fault of their own because they didn't understand how I didn't understand. So having that diagnosis has really helped in understanding, so my parents understanding me and my extended family. And also I used to volunteer at a mobile petting zoo. So having a diagnosis there actually really helped, because then I could say, look, I can't do this for this reason and I will need help with this. And they can be like, oh, okay, we understand that now, we can do this for you. So if you think getting a diagnosis doesn't make a difference, it does, particularly with university, because I managed to get so much help outside of university. So I got a tutor, so I've got a study school tutor for 2 hours a week, and I've got a mental mentor for 2 hours a week. It happened to be the same person actually, which was really helpful when it came to doing coursework and you have a deadline. But if I hadn't had that diagnosis, I wouldn't have got that help, if you see what I mean. I also got like I've got a laptop with a lot of software so like it can record lectures for me, it can read out bits of information for me, so stuff like that really, really helps. So weirdly, I think I'm different to a lot of people, because a lot of people see autism as a debilitating thing, but I don't. I see it as a gift, because although it does bring a lot of complications to my life, it also has brought a lot of good. So, for example, being able to remember facts really easily is really, really good when you work on a mobile zoo and you have to tell people facts about animals. So if I didn't have autism, I wouldn't be able to have that ability, which would affect my work.
And autism led you to the best person of your life. Me.
Yes. I knew you were going there. But it actually has allowed me to, weirdly, to understand a lot more, like, about myself, because I've done a lot of research and about autism and how I can help myself and what I can do. And yeah,
Could you imagine being a drummer,
I don't
though?
think I could. If I had an acu if I'd I was an acoustic band, if I had an electric drum set and a space for it and headphones. Although I think I'd have to wrestle it away from my dad.
Yeah, I was thinking, yeah, you'd have to get, yeah. We should, yeah, we'll probably do an episode on acoustic drum sets versus electronic drum sets.
Which potentially featured my dad because he used to be a drummer when he was Jane's age. And a bit
Yeah.
younger. I don't know if you knew that, but
Yeah.
he
Yeah.
was.
But I, yeah. Because I think, because drumming's a lot of coordination.
Yeah, see that's where I'd probably fall down because I have poor
Yep, like you'd have
coordination.
to, like, with the bass drum, you have to, because Nat, you're, with the reflex, your leg will naturally want to hit the
Yeah.
bass drum. But you want to
Yeah,
train your
okay.
leg not to do
I
that.
probably won't do that. Yeah, probably best not to
Yeah.
then. But
Yeah.
I've also I don't know what I was going to say now. I also find autism helpful in the sense that it gives me a lot of unique ways to connect with animals in particular. I just, I don't know, maybe it's me as a person and not necessarily my autism, but it could be. I find that I can connect with animals so much easier and than I would be without it, I believe, if that makes
Yeah.
sense.
The day Amy meets my puppy is the day she lives.
The day I probably
Yeah.
cry.
Oh, I miss my puppy.
Oh yeah, he's in doggy
Yep.
daycare, isn't he?
I'm looking at him now. He's having fun, I know he is.
There anything else you want to talk about on the autism front? There is something I want to talk about.
I will say, I have some qualities, like the like I don't understand body language, like I don't get sarcasm. No, that like there have been times where Amy has to explain.
Yeah, sometimes I'll say something, so I'm a bit better with sarcasm, and mainly because I have a very sarcastic best friend who's always using sarcasm on me. So I'll say something, and then I have to say I'm being sarcastic at
Yeah.
the end. But to be fair, I've been in that
Yeah.
position as well.
I wonder what happens more when I have to ask a like a dated reference.
I
Or
don't know.
do I ask for do I ask for like translation on like a 90s reference or
Yeah, you do actually quite a lot. But that's fair because, I have to ask a lot of the more modern stuff because, I was a bit. I wasn't in the right age group for
Yeah.
that.
Do you wish you were?
Yes and no. I mean, had I been born later, I probably wouldn't have the experiences I have
Yeah.
now, which is a blessing and a
Yeah.
curse, as my favorite TV character used to say.
Yeah.
I'll fill you in on that
What do you
reference
do?
later. This is what I mean. I often say stuff like this, and then I then have to explain.
But it, yeah, I think that makes it like makes you feel less alone when you have to when you.
Yeah, it's awkward when you're the only one who doesn't understand. Or you don't like things, and people don't understand that. But
Yeah. In the bonus episode, like I said, we'll go into like having autism and being in a Twitter fandom. It does end
yeah.
abruptly because like internet connection or something like that.
Okay. I do want to say that autism, I don't know if anyone knows this or not, but there is actually a spectrum. Because this is the one thing that really bugs me, is that people don't get that there's a spectrum. So, everyone who has autism is different. They will have some similarities, but they will each have their own individualities when it comes to their specific autism, if you like. And not a lot of people know and understand that, and it can be quite frustrating. I've had people say to me, "Oh, you don't look autistic," or some one time I had someone say, "You can't be autistic because you're a girl." That annoyed me. Because statistics, that's to do with statistics, which I'm not going to go into because that would be a very long
Yeah,
episode.
but
But I just want to say there is a spectrum. And girls can have them. Can have autism. They just express it differently to boys.
although that you say that, and like, because I've been expecting, hopefully this doesn't happen, but I've been expecting to get hate because I'm a girl who drums. Hasn't happened yet. You with that. That's something you don't expect.
Yeah,
Like I'm
it's.
expecting to get hate because I'm a girl who drum. I'm a drummer girl.
Yeah.
But
Well, I mean, I have had. This ha I have got people. Have people? I've had people say really nasty things to me because I have autism and be like really dismissive. But and it does get you down. But then I just think, well, actually, that's their view. It doesn't really affect me in the sense that, I'm lucky I've got a really good family who love and support me. I have good friends. I've got a good life, and that's what I should really focus on. As much as, what people say does get you down, I try to think of the positives rather than the negatives, which I have to admit can be really hard to do. Like, I don't, like, we were at, a few years ago, we went to a theatre production, and this was locally. Most of the London theatres actually are really good with autism and disabilities as well. So that's really helpful. They're very understanding and are accommodating. So we went into the theatre and we sat down and we went to sit in our seats, and I said to my mum, "Look, I can't sit here because I can see that the lighting's going to really bug me." The show hadn't started. The lights are going to bother me, and I feel too closed in, so I'm going to go and sit somewhere else while you watch this. And it was all fine. Like the staff were accommodating about it. And then as I was leaving, you heard how someone was saying how I shouldn't have been, if I couldn't have coped with it, I shouldn't have gone there, and all kind of comments like that. And it was just like, really? I'm doing my best. I don't really need to hear stuff like that. They actually said that to my, they were sitting next to my parents, and they said that, like, in my parents' hearing, presumably. And my mom got very annoyed and started saying how they didn't think that their autistic daughter should be allowed to go into the theatre. And it just so happened I had actually called ahead to check that it was suitable for autism, and unfortunately, they didn't understand exactly what my difficulties would be, which I understand, and I'm going into this because I feel like it's important. But I learned from it, actually, believe it or not. I was really upset about it, and my mum was as well. Mum doesn't like it when people say negative things about me. But then I realised, well, that's their issue. If that's how they feel, then there's nothing I can do to change that. So, what's the point in letting it, affect me and affect how I see myself? Trying to be positive, which is very hard.
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you there? You do have to. I do think with when you have not just with autism, but with any kind of what we refer here as hidden disabilities, you do kind of have a need to have a thicker skin than most people, because you often have. The worst thing is when people are
Yeah.
ignorant. They just say something really ignorant, and it upsets you because, that's not actually the case. But there's no point. It's like I was talking to somebody, and they were saying how, like, in London, you often have people standing on like wooden boxes and talking about certain things that they're interested in, and nobody listens to them because they're just shouting at you. So you can go to the top of the mountain and shout how much you like, but it's not really going to do anything.
Yeah,
And that is my rant
you're
over.
a certain pop star of the world.
Didn't think you were going to go on about this. I knew I should have mentioned this. I know exactly who you're talking about, unfortunately. And we're going to leave it there so we do not get into trouble under any
Yeah,
circumstances.
so next week we'll be back to like our Star Wars and princess film.
Yes, the next week is the second Star
Yes,
Wars film.
well, the
Yes,
second
the
Attack of the
Attack of the
Clones.
Clones. Yeah, so it's episode two, which in my head, because I go chronologically,
Yes.
is the second film. That's just how my brain works. And then Aladdin.
Animated Aladdin.
Animated Aladdin. Live action will be a separate thing. That's in September.
Yep.
I do the
Yeah.
schedule, so.
So. Yep.
Thanks for listening.
I'll put links in the description
Bye.
for how to educate yourself and all that.
Yeah, I actually want to send you a website if you're going to do that, because it's an
Okay.
important one. We're over here. I will message you about it.